For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Linda Nunez. Beginning October 1st of this year, anyone who wishes to fly on a commercial aircraft, access a federal facility, or visit a military installation will be required to present their passport, military ID, or their real ID. Currently, only about 25% of all South Carolinians have procured their real ID. Lauren Phillips, the Deputy Director of Legislative Affairs at the South Carolina DMV, says that percentage is on the rise.
Right now, we're issuing about 62,000 real ID driver's licenses and identification cards every month. So by October 1st, 2020, we'll be at about 40% of the state having one. I think what our biggest concern is right now at the DMV is those people who don't yet know they need one. You've got a relative who is in an emergency and you need to jump on an airplane immediately. Your first thought is not going to be, I need to go to the DMV to get my real ID. Your first thought's going to be, I need to get on an airplane to see my loved one, only to be potentially turned around at airport security if it's after October 1, 2020.
Well, how about kids? Do they need a real ID to fly?
Yeah, this is a great question. And the short answer is no. However, TSA has said if you are traveling with an adult who has a real ID and you are less than 18 years old, you do not also need a real ID. However, if you've got a teenager who you think could potentially pass for an 18-year-old, my suggestion would be to go ahead and make sure he or she has a real ID.
And what documents do we need to get a real ID?
To get a real ID, you need to present to the DMV or already have on file with us your proof of identity or your government-issued birth certificate or valid U.S. passport, your proof of social security number. You also need to present proof of all legal name change and then two proofs of your current physical address. We accept mortgage statements, a letter from a relative, perhaps you get a magazine subscription in your name, your current South Carolina driver's license or your current South Carolina identification card can be one proof of address. Your current vehicle registration can be a proof of address. Also, we don't allow two proofs of address from the same issuing authority. For example, I mentioned your driver's license could be one proof of address and your vehicle registration could be a proof of address. Those are both issued by the DMV, so you can't use those two things.
Do you have to go to the DMV in person to get the real ID?
There are about 400,000 South Carolinians who are eligible to purchase their real ID online. We have recently mailed postcards to almost all of those individuals. If you get one of those postcards in your mailbox, please take advantage of purchasing your real ID license online. The instructions are right there on the card. You'll log in at scdmvonline.com using your driver's license number, your date of birth, and your social security number. If you get that postcard in the mail, please act on it. Take advantage of this convenient way to purchase a real ID without having to leave home. If you're getting one of those postcards, it means your documents are already on file. So we would encourage, again, it's a little more than 400,000 South Carolinians to go ahead and take the steps to do that and make sure they're good to go come October 1, 2020.
For further information on how to get the real ID, log on to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. In Columbia for South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Linda Nunez.